one shovel forward. I'm Melissa Patrick. One of the basic human needs is shelter, and the Holmes County Habitat for Humanity is currently helping one family a year build a house so that their shelter is now considered home. As May was coming to a close, Holmes County Habitat for Humanity held their groundbreaking for the 2026 home of the for the Fry family, which is located on Worcester Road, diagonally across the street from the Victorian House. Executive Director Laura McCartney says that while the dedication of a home is her favorite, the groundbreaking is so special because that's the first time for a lot of families that it sinks in that this is actually happening.
From the groundbreaking on, stuff moves so fast. I don't know if anyone's driven by recently, but you know, it goes from a pile of dirt to we have walls, and actually we'll be painting the block with the Fry family and their support system, and it just starts to move really, really fast. So I think it's when it starts to sink in that it's very, very real.
McCartney says that with the Fry family, the need was big.
Where they're renting up in Holmesville, the home had been damaged in some pretty significant ways from the Jericho that came through, and there's still damage there that needs to be repaired. So it was a pretty immediate need. And then with having three children, two girls and a boy, and you know, the need for the bedrooms and living spaces, it was pretty significant.
She says that pending Ohio weather, a typical build will take around 4 months as long as they can stay on schedule.
Last year, it lined up really well for the marks that they were in for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which was very special to me to be able to know that you're putting a family in a new home right in time for the holidays that are already special. Then those families are going to have an even more special meaning attached to those holidays in their new home.
As they began the month of May, the application process closed for the 2027 home, in which they had handed out about 30 applications and received about 15 back.
Of those 15, I think we had about 10 that have qualified, and we're in the process of continuing to sort through those and let people know whether they are still in the process. The next step will be that we interview families at the chamber in our conference room with the family selection committee. And then from there, the families that are chosen, there will be another number of them that will have a home visit so we can see the conditions of where they're living or renting currently.
McCartney says that a lot of their materials are donated, as well as the time that is put in, and families put in sweat equity into the home with a requirement of 200 hours, which includes themselves and all family and friends that they bring in.
Now, the lots, we are usually purchasing those, but sometimes it's at a reduced cost. If someone needs a tax deduction, those are tax deductible. But the materials, like for painting example, Worcester Brush has been a wonderful supporter throughout the years, making sure we're well stocked with rollers and handles and anything that we need to take care of that part of the process.
She says that with lots, they are looking for some lots as their current inventory is getting low, with only two spaces left in the area they are currently building.
One is directly beside the Green home, which is the Marks home, and then there's another one down the lot a bit. It's a very unique lot, as some of ours tend to be very hillside or very narrow. So that other lot that's left up there is going to be quite a special home that's going to be built, because it is kind of a long and skinny lot. We do have two others currently off of 241 that are available.
Lots can be empty or have a structure that needs demolished, but they are preferably looking for lots that already have connection to water or sewer or both to be able to keep costs low, as the families do have a mortgage on their home and pay property taxes just like everyone else. McCartney says that they are looking at some potential with the upcoming sale of the school properties. She says that the board has talked about it as they are in town and have access to utilities.
Though it would break my heart to see some of these buildings demolished, there is a lot of cost and a lot of safety concerns with the buildings. But I think about how wonderful would it be if we could take those lots, those facilities, and make a small development that would hit the niche of the families that Habitat is helping.
She says that with one of those lots, they could help 10 to 20 or more families, depending on which school building you're looking at.
The acreage ranges from like 5 acres to 25 acres. That is a whole lot of the community that we could help and serve. So in the sadness that it would be to see a building be demolished, I think about the hope and the generational change that could be brought alongside of that by building multiple family homes in that area and being able to help far more than one family a year. I mean, that is my personal goal, is to grow, to be able to help more than one. So if there would be any businesses or organizations or churches that might share that same goal and that ministry of wanting to help families and help end this poverty housing problem that we have in our county, I would love to have a conversation with anybody that may want to partner with Habitat and, you know, potentially go in on buying some of these lots to help more families in our community.
Habitat board member Brody Dehas is helping Habitat to reach out to communities to find more lots and taking the lead on property acquisitions. He has written a letter to the leaders of communities asking for their help in identifying potential lots for Habitat to purchase.
Lot size needs to meet zoning requirements for 1,200 to 1,600 square foot single family homes to be built, or willingness from the village to adapt zoning per case basis, as in like a smaller lot for a potential smaller home. A new home built often makes their prior home available for someone else. We are considering adding existing home refurbishment or moving homes to new lots in our future growth. Lots anywhere in the county will be considered. We are in the position to buy, and the seller can be paid appraised market value, give in donations since we are a nonprofit, or the combination of the two. Please share this with your local council and community. I'm willing to come to speak to people if you have ideas of creative options. And this search will likely continue long term, especially if we are doing this on a yearly basis. We'll need five more each year.
He says that there is value to adding homeowners to the community, and there's some creative things they can do also, like build on a lot that someone who needs a home already owns. If anyone knows of any lots or has ideas or donations, you can contact Dehas or Habitat.
My phone number is 330-231-7501. You can call or text me at that. That's easier to share than an email address. But, you know, there's a Holmes County Habitat Facebook page that would work, that would make its way to me. We're very open-minded and creative. We're aware of some properties coming up for auction that we're going to try to get creative on, but we're very open for suggestions. And I'm kind of a chatty Cathy, so if you want to send me a text with your suggestions, send them to me.
He says that if you don't have land but can contribute financially, they do accept monetary donations as well. He says that they would love to be able to help five families a year versus just one, and that choosing the family each year is probably one of the hardest parts of what they do, and encourages folks to help them help more Holmes County families. In a statement put out by East Holmes School District, they address a situation involving a Wayne County arrest. The statement says that East Holmes Local Schools is committed to providing a safe learning environment for all students, and as a district, they uphold high standards for the conduct of all adults working in their schools. The district recently learned that Hendrick Bune, a retired Wayne County teacher who has served as a substitute teacher and referee in the school district, was arrested on charges of criminal child enticement. According to court records, the charges stem from incidents in Idaho between April 19th and May 28th, in which he used the internet to engage inappropriately with a minor under the age of 16. There is currently no indication that any East Holmes student is involved in any way in the charges. Any additional inquiries or information should be directed to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. Due to the sensitive nature of this situation, and because Hendrick Bune is the father of East Holmes Superintendent Eric Bune, Board President Brian Koblenz is serving as the designated point of contact for school-related questions concerning this matter during this period. Hendrick Bune worked as a substitute teacher at Highland on a limited basis, totaling 23 days over the last 4 years. In the 2025-26 school year, he substitute taught for 3 days and was randomly assigned to referee 3 basketball games. In 2022, he also substitute taught 2 days at Walnut Creek Elementary and 1 day at Mount Hope Elementary. His background check and substitute credentials were approved by the Tri-County Educational Service Center. The district says that they understand the concern this may cause and remain committed to ensuring that these students feel safe and that parents are confident that their children will be protected when in their care. They appreciate your continued partnership in maintaining this environment for the students. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday, no accidents, 15 incidents, and no arrests. The annual School Safety Summit wrapped up in Sandusky. School administrators, safety experts, and law enforcement from across the state spent a second day at Kalahari Resorts for the premier event. The summit focused on building better emergency management plans, physical security, and mental health resources. The final sessions highlighted new strategies for schools, families, and local police departments who can collaborate to keep Ohio classrooms safe. And finally, a plan for a Buc-ee's in Mansfield is now taking another step forward. Mansfield City Council has approved a development agreement this week to bring the chain to Richland County. It was a unanimous approval and includes an economic development tool known as New Community Authority. Buc-ee's will pay the $15 million in infrastructure need for the project. They will pay out of pocket up front and then be repaid over time with an additional sales tax type charge. If all goes well, we could see a Buc-ee's in Northeast Ohio by the second quarter of 2028. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.